Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Bienvenue à Coffee Break French.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break French show. Moi, c'est Marc.
Et je suis Max.
Comment vas-tu, Max?
Bah écoute, très bien, et toi?
Faut dire, aujourd'hui, je suis fatigué.
Fatigué?
Fatigué, oui. Et ça se voit probablement.
Pas du tout.
It's actually the fourth time we've recorded this introduction, so yeah, it probably is quite obvious I'm tired today. Anyway, welcome back to the Coffee Break French show. This is the weekly show in which we help you move on with your French, improve your French one coffee break at a time.
And if you're watching this episode on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to the podcast version, remember to subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from.
Super. Alors, aujourd'hui, qu'est-ce qu'on fait, Max?
C'est un épisode qui va être intéressant.
Qui va être intéressant? C'est un épisode que nous avons préparé ce matin. It's an episode we prepared this morning, which is going to be very interesting. We're talking, of course, about qui and que. C'est parti?
Allez, on y va.
Ok, Max. Qui and que?
Qui and que. So, both are relative pronouns.
Yeah, it's a fancy word, relative pronouns. It basically means they join parts of a sentence related to each other.
Exactement. And they're used, like, pronouns to avoid repeating the same noun over and over.
Yeah. So, each one replaces a different thing. And we're going to be talking in some grammatical terms today, but we're going to give you examples which will help you understand exactly how these two words work. Let's begin with qui.
Wait, donc, qui replaces a subject. Mm-hmm. So let's take an example. Je parle à mon frère. Oui. I'm talking to my brother. And mon frère habite à Toulouse.
Okay. My brother lives in Toulouse. Now, that second part of the sentence, mon frère habite à Toulouse. Mon frère is the subject there.
It is. So we can avoid repeating mon frère and use qui to link the two sentences into one sentence. Mm-hmm. So it would be, je parle à mon frère qui habite à Toulouse.
Now, if we were looking at this sentence in English, it would say, I speak to my brother who lives in Toulouse.
Correct.
Okay. Remember that who. We'll come back to it later, okay? So let's perhaps look at another couple of examples of qui.
Oui. So you could say, regarde, c'est le chat qui est toujours dans mon jardin.
So look, it's the cat who is always in my garden, or which is always in my garden, or even that is always in my garden. I know that the use of that and which varies in certain parts of the English-speaking world, but we get the idea. That's the cat, and that cat is always in my garden. But we're not seeing the cat again. We're replacing the cat second time round.
Exactly, because the cat is being in the garden. So it's the subject of mm-hmm. being in the garden.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what about this is the book. The book is very interesting. So this is the book, which is very interesting.
So, c'est le livre, voici le livre. Le livre est très intéressant. Mm-hmm. So, instead of repeating le livre, c'est le livre qui est très intéressant.
So, in that situation, we're using qui, but this time it's translating which. So, it's not a person, it's a thing, and that's why we're using which. But in French, we still use qui, because it is the relative pronoun that replaces the subject. The book is very interesting, second time in the second part of the sentence. Which is very interesting. Qui est très intéressant.
Exactement. And in French, objects are he or she as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't find my mug. Where is she? Sounds quite odd.
Elle est là.
Elle est là. La tasse qui est sur la table.
Tout à fait. Okay, so that's qui. We will have a look at que, and then we'll talk a little bit about how to make the distinction between the two and give you some tips.
Très bien. Donc, que replaces a direct object pronoun. So let me give you an example. J'ai acheté des chaussures. Mm-hmm. Which is, I bought shoes. Mm-hmm. Les chaussures sont blanches. The shoes are white.
Yeah, okay. So we've got two sentences there. I bought the shoes are white. Now, how are you going to combine these?
So if you want to say the shoes that I bought mm-hmm. are white, les chaussures que j'ai achetées. Mm-hmm. Because the shoes are not the subject. They're not buying things.
Yeah.
They're being bought. They're mm-hmm. the object. Mm-hmm. Donc, les chaussures que j'ai achetées.
Yeah. So, les chaussures que j'ai achetées. There, que is translating that or which. If we were talking about a person, then we would have a similar situation, but we would still use que.
Yeah, so, you could have a sentence. Le garçon que j'ai rencontré. I'm the one who met, who had the action of meeting, mm-hmm. and I met who? Le garçon.
Yeah.
Which is the object. So, le garçon que j'ai rencontré.
Yeah. So there, the boy which I met, the boy whom I met, in correct English in a sense, but that, which, whom, that, who, these are all words that are being translated in this case by que.
And it also sometimes translates to nothing in English. You yeah. can just completely drop the that or which. Yeah,
the boy I met, the shoes I bought.
Exactly.
And so on. So it's important to remember that if we're using nothing in English, we still have the concept of the relative pronoun in there, even though we're not seeing it. And that's why we need to put in a que in French.
You definitely need the que. You cannot just omit it.
Okay, Max, so far we've been looking at subjects and objects and allowing that to help us decide whether it's qui or que. And that might well work for lots of our listeners and viewers. But I'm going to suggest another way of thinking about this that might also be helpful. What I always like to think of is, what is the word, what type of word is coming straight after the qui or the que? So if we've got a space that we need a qui or a que in, what is the thing that's coming immediately after? If we go back to the first sentence, remind us of the first sentence there about your brother.
Oui, je parle à mon frère, habite à Toulouse.
So we've got a blank in there. What should it be? So the first thing that comes after that blank is habite. And in English, if we're saying I speak to my brother who lives in Toulouse, the first thing that comes after the who is the conjugated verb, lives. It's not who he lives or anything like that, it's who lives. So the who is doing the subject's work, but the thing that immediately follows is the conjugated verb. So in that case, it is 100% of the time qui. It has to be qui. However, look at the other example about the boy that you met.
Ouais, le garçon blank j'ai rencontré.
So le garçon blank j'ai rencontré. What's the first thing that comes after the blank? Well, the boy that I met, or the boy whom I met, or the boy blank I met, the first thing that comes after that space is an I. So it's a subject, it's a pronoun in this case. It could be the boy whom John met. In that case, it's still a subject. It's John, it's someone else. So in that situation, it 100% of the time has to be que. And for me, that really helps me decide, what's the thing that comes straight after? Is it a subject or is it a verb? If it's the verb, we're straight in with qui. If it's the subject, it's que.
That's a very useful way of looking at it.
Just an alternative. It might work for some people. The other way might work for others. Let's put it into practice with some further examples.
Good idea, Mark. Let's look at this sentence. J'ai un ami qui parle allemand et qui habite à Berlin.
So taking it back to what we've just said, what comes straight after the qui? It's parle and habite.
Two conjugated verbs.
Exactly.
Meaning we need qui.
Yeah, and so the qui is doing the work of the subject, j'ai un ami, and that subject is the ami now. The ami speaks German and lives in Berlin.
Super. Un autre exemple?
Oui, vas-y.
Ouais. C'est le film que j'ai regardé hier et que j'ai adoré.
Okay, so here, c'est le film que j'ai regardé. It's the film that I saw yesterday and which j'ai adoré and which I loved. And again, each time we've got a subject. We've got je in here. In this case, it's j'ai regardé and j'ai adoré.
This is why we have que.
Okay.
Super. Un autre exemple.
Vas-y.
Le livre que tu m'as donné est très intéressant.
Okay, so le livre que tu m'as donné, the book which you gave me, or the book that you gave me, and again, what comes straight after the qui or the que, it is a subject this time, you. Le livre que tu m'as donné est très intéressant.
And let's talk more about this book.
Mm-hmm.
C'est ce livre qui m'a permis de comprendre la physique.
Super, c'est ce livre, it's this book, qui m'a permis. Now be careful here, because that m'a permis might throw you, okay? But it's still a conjugated verb.
It is.
The M apostrophe in there is an indirect object pronoun. It allowed me, it permitted to me, de comprendre la physique, of understanding or to understand physics.
Right, and if we put those two last sentences together.
I know what's coming.
C'est le livre que tu m'as donné qui m'a permis de comprendre la physique.
Oh, what a beautiful sentence. So, c'est le livre que tu m'as donné, it's the book that you gave me, qui m'a permis, which helped me, de comprendre la physique, to understand physics. But don't let that and which and who and so on confuse you. Just ask yourself, what's the thing that comes straight after? Is it a subject or is it a conjugated verb?
Très bien.
C'est fini. Now, we hope that you've enjoyed this lesson and that you found it useful trying to sort out qui versus que in your mind. And if you'd like to see a written version of all the information that we've contained in this lesson, then you can check out our blog post. And there's a link for that in the description.
Exactement, Marc. And if you'd like more help with your French, we send regular free email lessons that can be about vocabulary, about grammar, expressions, culture, etc. If you're interested, visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/French.
Now, we've got some good news because next time, in our next episode, we're going to be taking the concept of qui and que a little further with some practice. Nous avons un petit test, un petit exercice pour vous pour pratiquer qui et que.
C'est très intéressant. J'ai tout hâte.
Moi aussi. For now, we would like to say thank you. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.